Okay, hello folks. Sorry this doing no intro. I will try to get that back soon. But I just finished Code Geass. If you're not an anime fan, sorry, but I'm going to talk about this for a little bit. So, legit, like 20, maybe 10, 20 minutes right before I'm recording this, I finished it. Now, I've been keeping the list. I mean, anime movies and TV shows I've watched. And I got Code Geass to it now. But here's the thing. If you're a fan of anime, if you watch Code Geass and Death Note, bear with me here. I cannot, and I mean I cannot, see the difference between Light Yagami, also known as Kira, and Lelouch V. Britannia, also known as Zero. I can't see the difference between the two of them. I mean, if you could tell me why, if it's even why there's a difference, then message me, Fulcon XD or X Breaks. I'll answer you there. But I don't know, I just can't tell the difference between the two of them. I might make a future episode of anime, or anime I watched. So, you know, be prepared for that, right? So, sorry about last week. Friday and Saturday, I was at a party, got hungover for a little bit. And as you know the deal, double the news today and tomorrow, and we'll just keep going for that. Sorry, kid. We keep going for that every Friday, Saturday, or Fridays and sometimes Saturdays, you know. So as for now, I have three breaking news articles or breaking news I have to share with you guys. I might make a ranking system of how urgent they are, or like how important they are. Like, let's say number one isn't really that important, but it's important, but you don't have to like worry or stress about it. Number two would be, it's important, like not a lot of stress, but you should be impatiently waiting, basically. And third one would be like urgent, like you need to stress, you need to call out people and all that good stuff, you know. We got three of those today for y'all. But if you haven't been able to follow any wrestling news articles, then you should. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you get those, follow them, read them some articles. But don't, because I want to. This is why I tell you guys the news, obviously. But if you want to, go ahead. I'm all for. I follow some. I get my news from some of them sometimes. But we got three for you today. Three today, maybe two tomorrow, or maybe three tomorrow. Whatever works. So the first one would be about Shawn Michaels. Now, if you haven't heard, Shawn Michaels did an interview not too long ago that he's the one behind Carmelo Hayes' push. He's the one backing him with his run so far. And, like, props to Shawn for giving younger talent, him giving him that spotlight, you know? But This is really urgent news, but it's important. And as of now, if I could find where it's at, Shawn Michaels is actually, like, I think head talent. Not like Triple H status, but I think he's also near head talent also, with, like Triple H. I'm sorry, I forgot. I want to look it up real quick. See if I can find it on there. But he is... Let's see. Sorry, folks. I should probably have this news already. Oh my god, if this. Okay. Hold on. Sorry, folks, for taking so long. Sorry, folks. Trying to find something already. But Shawn Michaels has been... I'm sorry, folks. This is really embarrassing right now. Jesus. Sorry for the silence also. Sorry, couldn't find anything. But Shawn Michaels was actually, I guess, promoted to like head talent, EVP of talent relations, like Triple H, but not in his exact status. So there's that. That wasn't the most important news. But then, this like urgent news, right? This is what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. But if you didn't see NXT Heatwave last Tuesday, then you wouldn't know that Bea Priestley, formerly known as, I forgot who she went by. I'm trying to find something for you folks and not be embarrassed. Not be embarrassed by here, you know. Let's see. Oh, I mean, what am I doing? What I meant to say was Blair Davenport, formerly known as Bea Priestley, debuted on NXT. Gallus debuted NXT. And the champion, sorry folks, I feel so dumb. Tyler Bates. I'm sorry folks. Tyler Bates, those three are from NXT UK. They debuted on Heatwave last Tuesday. And now I know that. I was like, oh wow, that's new. So it's been reported that there's a list of NXT UK releases. Now, I never watched NXT UK. I'm going to be honest. Hands down, I never really watched it. But I did find some clips of it, and it went hard as hell. Like, I would watch if I got the chance to. But there's a list of NXT UK releases. This goes from Mark Andrews, Zaya Brookside, Eddie Dennis, Saxon Huxley, Amir Jordan, Danny Luna, Dave Mastiff, Millie McKenzie, Primate, Nina Samuels, Shy Samuels, Sid Scala, Trent Seven, Ashton Smith, Jack Stars, T-Bone, Tailman, Flash Morgan Webster, and Kenny Williams. They have been released from NXT UK. And if you guys want to know, tune in tomorrow because I'll be telling you there, you know. I will say it there. Just tune in tomorrow, I promise you I'll say it. So now we're going to the most important news. Yeah, this is the most important news, okay? So, it has been said. Okay, so you all know CM Punk returned, I think, last week to aid John Moxley and the Blackpool Combat Club. So it's been said that there's actually issues backstage with him and other talent. You know, I'm on Twitter right now with someone named Rafael Wilson. He's replying to Sean Ross. CM Punk is a great wrestler, but he's nowhere as good as he thinks he is. He's caused problems in WWE and AEW. Shooting Adam Page on Dynamite last night was unprofessional. And if you haven't heard, CM Punk actually did call out Adam Page, I think for no reason, to be honest. I mean, I love CM Punk, to be honest. I do love CM Punk. But, see, here's another one. This is Yannard Zell, After Hours, I think. Sorry for butchered his name. EZL Sucked has just learned that CM Punk has been found. Sorry, it's. Hold on. I think this is a joke, but I'm not too sure, so we're gonna leave that alone. But here's another thing. Wrestling purist, CM Punk thing at the start of the show was with Adam Page. That was weird for everyone. No, nobody knew he was gonna do that. if you remember the months ago when they were feuding, I said there were a lot of related to it. Well, there's a lot related to it. Basically, CM Punk and Adam Page and the whole entire wrestling community are really beefing right now. And that's the whole entire thing. There's more talks about those talks about not showing up for Dynamite or showing up late. That shot at Adam Page was unprofessional. Nobody knew it was going to happen. People saying that CM Punk winning the AEW title was like the worst decision in AEW history. There are a lot of talks going on. And I might dive deeper into it in tomorrow's episode. But for now, you just got to stay with me till then, okay? Once we get some more news, we'll deep dive into that. And we'll get to the bottom of it, most likely. Now, you have been so kind to me. Let me talk for almost 11, basically 11 minutes. Sorry for my voice. I'm your host, Naomi Scott. This has been FCW Wrestling, and I bid you adieu.